Just as I was beginning to warm up to Jimmy Carter as a Christian, as someone who could walk the walk as easily as he talks the talk, yesterday he shows up in Connecticut to help commission the USS Jimmy Carter, a $3.2 billion attack submarine. Now this is not your plain run-of-the-mill attack submarine. It's the third and last of the Seawolf-class submarines. According to its developer, General Dynamics Electric Boat, these submarines are the fastest, quietest, most heavily armed undersea vessels in the world. In remarks specially prepared for the occasion, Carter simply couldn't contain himself. "The most deeply appreciated and emotional honor I've ever had is to have this great ship bear my name," he gushed, apparently forgetting that only 3 years ago he was the recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize. I would therefore guess that Carter thinks his attack submarine will do good things around the world. He said he expects the submarine's extraordinary capabilities to be used to preserve peace, to protect our country, and to keep high the banner of human rights around the world. With a 50-torpedo payload, 8 torpedo tubes, and Tomahawk cruise missiles, this 453-foot, 12,000-ton stealthy death ship should be just the thing to accomplish that. Jimmy Carter is now firmly in the camp of those American Christians who have come to believe that up is down, good is wrong, and peace on earth can be achieved by blowing people up. Maybe he thinks that the combining of warheads with good intentions will be something like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. What it makes is more like the poisoned apple the witch gave to Snow White, handing over to the innocent not sweet health, but instead an evil insensibility.